thanks for staying with me up to this episode. And now that you know how to deal with desperate measures, as we have talked about on the previous episode, let's discuss now on the times when you feel that you've already got too much to handle. As a mother, I think this is not just in the Filipino culture, but internationally, or should we say in the universe, mothers are usually being expected to be an all-around expert. Here in the Philippines, usually the things that I hear is that mothers should know how to cook at the same time, dapat marunong maglinis ng bahay, maglaba, you should know how to iron your clothes properly, and how to choose the right goods from the market, and the list just goes on and on. But in our case, we are also working, or maybe running a business, or doing freelance projects. So, if we do all of this, ang nagiging resulta nito, nagiging overwhelmed tayo. We experience burnout, exhaustion, which affects our mental health. So here is a reminder. We may be expected to do everything, but what I want you to remember is we cannot do everything. We should know our limits, accept them, and stick to them. Kailangan natin matutong magsabi ng hindi. No to the things that are already too much for us to handle. Because when you say no, you are already freeing yourself of the distractions, yung mga hindi naman talaga natin kailangan pagtuunan ng pansin, ng oras natin, and of course, our energy. And when we do that, we can focus on the things that really matter, which is our family and our work. And of course, aside from distractions, I also want to emphasize here that I have also learned through my years as a mother is we don't have to be superwoman. Hindi natin kailangan gawin lahat para sa pamilya natin. Kailangan din natin matutong mag-delegate or to ask for help. Minsan kasi feeling natin, kung humihingi tayo ng tulong, parang failure na parang hindi, dapat ako yan. But no, you're just saving yourself from, like what I mentioned earlier, you are saving yourself from being overwhelmed, burned out, and exhaustion. The thing is that when we do this, when we delegate some of the things that we can no longer handle, we can already focus, which brings us back to the topic that I discussed, which is giving focus on the things at hand. Kasi the more that you have too many on your basket, nag-overflow siya and you cannot already stick to what should be given importance. Give yourself a favor to take a breather and free yourself of the things that you don't need to focus on. At work also, it is also important to know if your load is already unhealthy. There is a reason why there are companies that set overtime limits. And at my company, if you exceed certain hours of being on duty, you are required to take a break. And that's a signal that too much work is unhealthy for you. Learn to tell your supervisor, your boss, that you have already too much workload. And yes, of course, we come to that point wherein if your workload is already toxic enough, you should think about it already on how you should manage your time. And yes, I promise I will also talk about that on our other episodes on how we handle too much workload when it comes to work. So, Why do we want to do everything? Just ask yourself, bakit nga ba? So I did mention a while ago that we are afraid of being a failure. And why? Because we have the nature to feel guilty of not giving our best. And this, my dear listeners, we will be discussing in a much deeper sense on our next episode, Mom Guilt and How Should We Deal With It. Thanks again for listening, and I hope I gave you that sweet pre-taste for next episode. And don't forget to follow this podcast, and I hope to interact with you as well in my social media accounts on Instagram and Facebook. The links to those pages are up in the podcast notes, so see you all there.